The following is a recording of a live questions and answers session with Chris McCann that took place on Friday, September 25th, 2015.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a pre-recorded eBible Fellowship's questions and answers time. This program is designed to interact with you with your questions and comments related to the Bible, and we'll try to respond as well as possible by going to the Bible. And so, with our Bibles at the ready, it's now time to turn things over to our speaker for this pre-recorded questions and answers time and say hello to Chris McCann.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to eBible Fellowship's Friday night question and answer program. Tonight, we're going to take a look at the Bible with any questions or comments that anyone may have, and each person is invited to share whatever on your mind by contacting us in one of the ways that were mentioned, and we'll be glad to take your call. And I'll try to respond as much as possible by going to the Bible. But before we do open up the room, I'd like to just make a couple of announcements. First of all, a prayer request. Please continue to pray for the team in Santiago, Chile. Pray for each member of the team, and pray for God's elect that are in that city, that the Lord would bless their efforts according to his will. And also, keep in prayer, and you're also invited to a track trip tomorrow to the city of Philadelphia, which is not far from our Delco Fellowship. Lord willing, tomorrow at 8 a.m., all who are interested in going on an eBible Fellowship sponsored track trip to the city of Philadelphia, and we expect there's going to be lots of people in and around the city because of the Catholic leaders' trip to the city, then you are invited to join our team. Now, while it's true that many of the people will be people that are in the church, and we know that God's elect came out of the church and went into the nations of the world, this has been also greatly publicized in the media, and so that means there will be other curious people, just curious, because it doesn't happen that often that there's this kind of fanfare made. And so we expect not everyone will be people that are in the church. So it will be other people that are just curious to see what it's all about. And so that would be a good time, if someone's curious about a religious leader, and then they encounter the Word of God. Or they re-encounter. We're hoping that they may have encountered it and God might have saved them before May 21, 2011. So please consider coming out, joining the team. There's about 9 or 10 people so far that will be going into the city on that track trip. And also they will meet again on Sunday morning, 8 a.m., same place in front of the fellowship. Fellowship is off I-95. I-95 leads right into the city of Philadelphia. So both Saturday and Sunday. And on Sunday, we hope to have our Day in the Word. This Sunday, as well as the following weekend on Saturday, October 3rd, again, Lord willing, it's always according to the will of God. We hope to have another Day in the Word at that time. And one other thing I like to mention, and this is necessary. You know, I'm not taking it really is a grievous thing that there has been this difficulty and this trouble with the October7th.com website, due to some erroneous teaching that's being put forth by one particular site. I don't even want to mention the site any longer, but what has happened is, the person who made the October7th.com website, was troubled by the things that were going on with one of the links to this site. And because of that link, eBible was distancing ourselves from the October7th.com website. And so the person who designed the website and hosted the website said, "I'll remove that link." And as soon as he told us that, the people of this other website who must own the domain name, that's the address, the October7th.com or something like that. I'm not too technical when it comes to these things, but this is all I know, that they redirected that website to their website. So when someone goes to Google and types in the October 7th website, it no longer goes to the October 7th site where the information is about the likely end of the world and you know, some good information. But it goes to this other site that now is teaching that God is saving at this time. They are teaching dogmatically that October 7th is the end, which is strange that they no longer are teaching dogmatically that May 21 was Judgment Day, because the judgment of God was the end of salvation. And if they're teaching salvation, they're not teaching Judgment Day. But still there's all sorts of errors mixed up with that. And that's why we're asking people, if, you know, we have somebody might have a shirt, you might have a hat, you may have a web page, you may have tracks, and please do not spread that website, October7th.com. It is not going there. If somebody receives a track or they see your hat or shirt, they're not going to be taken to that website. They're going to be redirected to another website if they were to type in that information. Now, what we are trying to do at eBible, we have thousands of tracks with that website on the back. We bought some address labels from Staples and we printed out the good website, October7thLastDay.com. We had that printed onto the labels, and one by one, some people, there was a whole family there earlier tonight, and some others, they're peeling off the label and they're putting it on the back of the track over the old web address. They're covering it up and they're putting the correct website. We're going to try to do that to as many tracks as we can. If you can think of a way of altering a shirt or a hat to have it read October7thLastDay.com, that would be a good thing to do. Or if you have a track, buy these labels. You could use a marker and just cross it off too, but it's much neater to get these labels, these address labels. And it goes right over, and you can even print out the correct address, and someone receiving it, they're going to be able to go to the proper site. Well, you know, this is unpleasant. And of course, we have far more important things to look towards at this time. And that is the completion of God's program. And all this is just part of the test, isn't it? We've been dealing with these kinds of things for years. People come alongside and God opens up a particular doctrine. It offends them. They veer off course. God's people keep going, keep going. Some pulled alongside up till May 21. And afterwards, they veer off course. And the same today, some come alongside and no, they haven't endured. They haven't continued to the end. We just keep going. And even though it's sorrowful, we do not, can feel sorrowful about it, but we have to keep focused on that which is before us, and that's exactly what we're going to do. This isn't really any big deal at all. As far as God accomplishing his purpose of feeding the sheep and the word of God getting out there, that's continuing to happen. Okay. Let's now open up the room by going to our first caller tonight. Welcome to our Friday night question and answer program. Please go ahead with your call.
Yes, praise the Lord Jesus Christ and God the Father. It's just great. Yeah, what you just got through saying, could you give out the exact site? Is it octhlastday.com?
That is the good site. That's the good site.
Yeah.
OCT, okay. OCT, 7, the numeral, 7,
cool.
TH, lastday.com, now has 23 languages that are up there. We have an international page and I like how they titled it. It's international, and it says beneath it, Nations of the Elect. And there's 23 languages. We're continuing to add. We're continuing to advertise those languages. We're presently running advertisements to Italy and San Marino in the Italian language, to directing them to that Italian web page on October7thlastday.com. We're running a Japanese ad, a Greek ad to Greece and Cyprus, and a German ad to 5 or 6 German-speaking nations. So it's very helpful that we're getting it into more languages, and as we do, we're trying to direct people there. Now, the Lord is leading a great many people there every day. Hundreds of thousands of people have visited that site in the month of September. And we're continuing to do all we can to, again, spread that message.
Yes, very good. I find in my everyday life, even in my family, a lot of them are evangelical. But they're really opposed to what I am bringing, and I'm just resting in Christ. It's okay. I'm just very, very thankful to God and rejoicing that he has shown me the way, which is Christ and the true gospel, the true doctrine. And, it's really real. It's good. And you were talking about that, he made a way for us to pass over the dry ground. You were talking about it just the other night. Could you go over that again? I finally got it. Since we have the true gospel where there's no salvation right now during these days of no man can work, we give that out, whereas the other ones are lost in the ocean of a false gospel. But could you say that again? We're on
well,
that dry
well,
land.
Well, yeah, you basically have the right idea that the preparation for entry into heaven is a dry sea. we see historically God dried up the Red Sea and the Israelites crossed over, and that was a picture of salvation and making it safe to the other side into the kingdom of heaven. The Egyptians were drowned. They didn't have a dry pathway. And they typify Satan and his emissaries, the unsaved. After the 40-year wilderness sojourn, they finally make it to the promised land. It just lies across the River Jordan, which is flooded at that time. And it's also the proper time. You know, they were just wandering around in the wilderness from encampment to encampment, and God could have led them over to the promised land years earlier. It wasn't like it was a far distance, but it wasn't the time. So the cloud would rise up and move and then stop. And here we make camp. And as long as the cloud stayed, that's how long Israel would stay in that place. And so God did that over 40 years. And all the while, the promised land was not too far away. You know, from Egypt to the land of Canaan isn't that far. And yet God had them wandering and wandering back and forth because he declared that all the people who rebelled, their carcasses would fall in the wilderness. He swore in his wrath. It was a judgment of God. God had to complete the judgment on all the wicked Israelites. And then when that was finished, and it happened to be at 40 years, which completed the test. 40 is 4 times 10. And it completed the test, and God also completed the judgment upon the wicked rebels at the same time. Then they were ready, and God opened up the River Jordan and made that dry ground. They crossed over and that's a definite picture of entering into the kingdom of heaven. So we see historically in those two cases, God is laying out a principle in a way, or a pattern, that when he will bring his people into the kingdom of heaven, they will cross over on dry ground. And one aspect to that has to do with the sea or the River Jordan representing hell. And of course, no drop of hell, of the wrath of God, can touch a child of God because all of our sins are gone. But it's also, God says in Isaiah 11 in verse 15 and 16, "And Jehovah shall utterly destroy the tongue of the Egyptian sea, and with his mighty wind shall he shake his hand over the river, and shall smite it in the seven streams, and make men go over dry shod. And there shall be a highway for the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria, like as it was to Israel in the day that he came up out of the land of Egypt. They which are alive and remain, the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men left." And then in Revelation 16, in the context of Judgment Day, and the pouring out of the vials full of the wrath of God, one of the vials is poured out upon the river Euphrates. The Euphrates is Babylon's river. Babylon typifies the world. It's the water of the gospel in the world. And there was much water because the latter rain fell in the nations. not in the church, but in the nations outside of the church. And when rain falls, it develops water. So there was much water during the second part of the Great Tribulation, but then came Judgment Day, and God dried up Euphrates. He dried up the river of Babylon. The water of Babylon became dry. There was no more. No more salvation, as water typifies the gospel. And when God removes the gospel, that is, when he takes away salvation from the world, then it's as though the water of the latter rain has dried up, and it's dry shod, and that's the preparation for the elect, as it says in Revelation 16, verse 12. And I'll read the whole verse. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And spiritually, this means that God ending his salvation program and drying up the gospel water off the face of the earth was preparation for making a pathway, as the parting of the Red Sea made a pathway, as the holding up of the River Jordan made a pathway across, and now God ending salvation makes a way into heaven. And the Lord's people follow walking on dry ground. But you bring up an interesting point. Now, what if you think it's still raining? Or what if you think there's still gospel water? God is still saving. It is an interesting way of looking at it, because God told the world in proclaiming May 21, 2011, salvation ends on that day. God's people, well, God told his people through his word, the Bible, and then God's people proclaimed that to the world, and God's people continued after May 21, saying the same thing, no more salvation, no more salvation. And so for people to go back and to say, well, yes, there is salvation, we would expect it from the church, but from those who ought to know better, well, are they following the correct path? Are they trotting, or are their footsteps going across dry shod the highway that God has opened up for the kings of the east? Or are they not following that pathway? And, well, we'll leave that up to the Lord. But we know that the teaching of the Bible fits the language of the Bible, the language of the Bible fits our understanding of what has happened since May 21, 2011. But thank you for calling and sharing, and let's go to the next person on the phone. Welcome to our question and answer program. Please go ahead with your call.
Hi, Chris. Isn't it ironic that right before the end of the world, the highest person in all the false religions of the world gets glorified to the max, as he insists that interfaith relationships is the most important thing? Chris, what was those verses again where the Catholic Church decided they needed to have a leader?
In Matthew 18, it says, or was it Matthew 16? Matthew 16, it says, yes, in verse 16, Peter makes a confession. When Jesus says, Jesus asks, who do men say that I am? And Jesus confesses, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Then in verse 17 of Matthew 16, it says, "And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." And they look at these verses, and it's very attractive. And so long ago, many centuries ago, the Catholic Church made some decision where they thought that the keys of the kingdom were given to Peter, and there should be a descendant, a spiritual descendant of Peter, who would sit upon throne. It's basically what it is, but who would be in the office of Peter as a bishop, and this would be the lead bishop, the head of the church, and they called him Pope, and they thought that he had special divine power, because they misunderstood what God said about Peter here. They thought that this head bishop could be someone who could bind things and loose things and could speak with the voice of God. And they just went completely overboard and completely against the word of God, until this lead bishop, who's head over all the church, they think, began to exercise authority and power where he was over the word of God, the Bible. And as soon as that happened, the Bible condemned him and the whole church, because Revelation 22, verse 18, says that whoever adds unto the words of the prophecy of this book, God will add unto him the plagues written herein. And God's no respecter of persons. God doesn't care how big your head is, or what kind of garments you're wearing, and how fine they are. And God doesn't care if a million people bow the knee to you. In God's sight, all men are equally sinners, and God treats everyone the same, and God can throw someone who's called a pope into hell and destroy them forevermore, as well as just anybody. It makes no difference to God. God is no respecter of persons. They are completely misunderstanding the teaching of this passage when it says, whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. The Greek tense literally reads, whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall having been bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall having been loosed in heaven. So the binding and the loosing is not accomplished by anyone on earth, but it is accomplished by God in heaven. God's the one who binds up a sinner, and God's the one who looses a sinner with salvation. And it's just completely off course, and it's been that way for many hundreds of years, and now at this point, it doesn't matter a bit. The whole church, not just the Catholic, but the Protestant, the Presbyterians and the Lutherans and the Episcopalians and the Congregationalists and anybody else we can think of, the Free Presbyterians, the Reformed Episcopalians, all of them have been judged by God. And God commanded every last one of them, every last individual in all the world's churches, God commanded, come out of her or depart out of the midst. Flee to the mountain. It was a command to bishops and the lead bishop too. It was a command to priests and to pastors and to elders and to deacons and to every member sitting in the pew. It was a command from God. God commanded all spiritual leaders in the church to cease from feeding the flock because they were feeding themselves of the flock. And so the word of God judged them. And God ended his relationship with the New Testament church just as he ended his relationship with national Israel before them. At the time when the veil of the temple rent in twain, now God left the congregations. The Holy Spirit came out of the midst. The things they do without the presence of God, without the blessing of God, and without the authority of God. The church is an empty shell that has no Spirit of God within it. And at this point, God's already dealt with them. He's already judged them, and they were bundled as tares for the burning. And on May 21, 2011, the entire corporate church body was as one bundle cast into the spiritual fire. And so it's not even all that significant. If the head of some church comes to visit, the only reason that we're even mentioning it at eBible is because a lot of people happen to be coming to the city that's nearby us. And so we're going to go and hand out tracts to the many people. It would be just the same as if there was a huge rock concert or a huge, sporting event and hundreds of thousands of people descended upon us. We sort of feel obligated. Well, let's go hand them tracts and get the message out. We could care less about the reason why these people are all coming together. Like we have no interest in the songs they sing at a rock concert. We have no interest in the messages that are taught by a church that God has condemned. So that is of no significance to us at all. But thank you for calling and sharing. And let's go to our next caller tonight. Welcome to our Friday night question and answer program. Please go ahead with your call.
Good evening, Brother Chris. How are you tonight? A couple nights ago, someone had raised Psalm 17, and I was looking at it, and until last night when you first announced about the issue with the October 7th group, today, you know, I spent some time looking at that psalm, and I was looking at verses 11 through 14.
Okay, let's read that. Psalm 17, verse 11. They have now compassed us in our steps. They have set their eyes bowing down to the earth. Like as a lion that is greedy of his prey, and as it were a young lion lurking in secret places, arise, O Jehovah, disappoint him, cast him down, deliver my soul from the wicked, which is thy sword, from men, which are thy hand, O Jehovah, from men of the world, which have their portion in this life, in whose belly thou fill us with thy hid treasure. They are full of children, and leave the rest of their substance to their babes.
Yeah, I mean, these verses are quite difficult, but what I'm gathering from it, you know, when he says, men from which are thy hand, which is the hand of God. And then the Lord mentioned filling their belly with hid treasure. And then he mentioned the children leaving the rest of their substance to bathe. And in the sense, what I kind of gather, you know, October 7th group, which is sharing, you know, the last day is October 7th, but yet still alluding to the fact that there's still salvation. And these are folks who understand quite a bit of truth that the Bible revealed, but at the same time, they're like babes, children which are on the milk and not necessarily the meat of the word. In other words, they don't have salvation, but yet still they understood certain things, which is the work of God. And it's basically, it's God's doing, and it's a test for us. It's a test for everyone. Another test to see whose foundation is of Christ and who is not. So that's what I gathered when I look at this psalm. And of course, the ending, you know, the true child of God is never satisfied in this world, is never satisfied in stop looking, is never satisfied in feeding on the meat of the word, but that satisfaction will only come on the last day when they are in the new heaven and the new earth. That's, of course, that's when everyone, you know, will be, well, you know, assured, yeah, I have made it. I've become saved, although we will not remember anything of the past. But maybe I'm looking too much into this.
Well, let me just say this about people who got involved with October 7th, the October7th.com track trips and things. I think there were a lot of people that did that because, first of all, they were under the impression eBible was involved with it, and they were under the assumption that these others were of like mind. But you know, now that we've learned that they're not teaching what the Bible's teaching concerning God shutting the door and some other issues, there are many people who were involved with those track trips and things are pulling away. And they're pulling away because God's people want to do the will of God. They desire to do that which is pleasing to God. And so the website, October7th.com, let me also explain this. The website has good material on it once that link was removed, and it was, and it still is intact. The other website only has the domain name, and so they own that and redirect people to their site, but all the material on the old October 7th website is still good and intact, and there's a couple of brethren that are presently seeking to come up with a new domain name for that material, and we hope to shortly have that available again with a different domain name, and it will have the same video in several different languages. It'll have the same information as the previous site, only minus the link to the Friday night study group. And as, so that website is good. The people who put together the website had put a lot of work into it, and with good intentions to serve the Lord. It was just a matter of just an element involved in this that was not being faithful. And so we, you know, you're tempted to say it's only a couple of weeks left. Let's just go on and the word's getting out there, but no. We have to be faithful daily. We're called upon to do what the Lord would have us to do. And, you know, when two are not agreed, you cannot walk together. So it was necessary to attempt to remove that link. And in attempting to remove the link, then this other issue came up where the site has been redirected. I wouldn't say the October 7th group. No, we're the October 7th group. E-Bible and the people who listen to E-Bible are the October 7th group. It was a few with the Friday night study that misunderstand what God is doing, this issue is about. But thank you for calling and sharing. And let's go to our next caller. Welcome to our Friday night question and answer program. Please go ahead with your call.
Hi, Chris. I was in the process of handing out tracts just as you came on, and had to pull one back. So I guess I have two questions. If we have a bunch of tracts, and are you saying that you're trying to get to make it so that the Ox7th.com on the back of the track is going to be good in a few days?
We can't do that. The way domain names—that's all it is. It's sort of like your house address. And it's like one person owns the address and you own the house. And so what happens is that somebody came and took the address away, but you still have the house. And that's what happened with the website. We still have the website, but someone took the address. And as far as we know, they own that address. That's when you purchase a domain name. We're going to have to purchase another address and then apply that to the website. And
the October 7th website.
You're right. But it won't be that same address anymore. It'll be different, a different address. We'll have to call it something different. And now the problem is that particular address got out there in many ways, and people may type that in or have a track like you're giving out, and when they type it in, they're not going to the proper website. They're going to the other website, and yet, you know, it's also true that it's not many people, because eBible stopped advertising that particular website a few weeks ago, and the level of traffic was going down, and then the Friday night ministry began to advertise it again, but the same person who was involved in advertising that site is the one who developed it, who no longer wanted the Friday night study link. And so when this was done, he stopped advertising it. So now, presently, no one is advertising that site anymore. And there will be some people, unfortunately, that go there, but it'll be very limited numbers while we're putting everything else into October7thLastDay.com. Now, what we did was anybody can go to Staples, and Staples has address labels, and you get a package. It's about $10 and something for 2,000 of them. And on the package, they have a website that gives you the sort of the format for printing the mail. You would type in, it's a special code, and you type it in, and it sets up the framework where then you put the labels in your printer, and you can type in October7thLastDay.com, and it will print onto the labels. On every label, it worked out very nicely, and then you just peel it, put it over the other website, and it doesn't look bad. It actually looks okay, and you've corrected the website. That's what we were doing today. We printed out thousands of these labels, and there was about four or five people, I guess, who were hard at work at the fellowship, because there were four boxes of tracts, and they were covering each one.
So you printed the labels, or did Staple print them?
No, you buy the labels. It's just a package. I think it's in like the shipping aisle of Staples, and you get the thin ones. I got the thinnest ones they had. You know, like something you would use to put on you would print out somebody's address you were mailing something to? That kind of label. And then you take it home. There's instructions on the package to a website to go to where it'll give you it'll tell you how to do it and it'll give you the proper format. So then you can type in what you want printed on the label, and then you put the labels in your printer, and it should print them out.
So that's one thing. And then will there be another English track at least that has, that replaces the...
Yes, wrong yes. Guy was printing new tracks. We removed that from all the track files. It was amazing how that got into so many tracks. It wasn't supposed to happen like that, but it did, and we removed them all, and now we're printing anything we're currently printing would not have that, but it would have the new URL.
So would they be available this Sunday, or do they all be going down to Philly?
We hope so, but the track team is going to take whatever they need when they come Saturday and Sunday. So it depends, I suppose, on how many tracks they'll need.
Yep.
But thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling and sharing. And I would like to thank everyone for joining with us tonight and for raising your questions and comments, and especially for the Bible verses we had an opportunity to read and consider. But we have come to the end of our time tonight. Please join us. Again, keep in mind, either if you're far away for prayer, or if you're close by, to come and join in tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., Delco Fellowship Hall, for the track trip. And Lord willing, Sunday track trip, same time, 8 a.m., and the day in the Word. But for now, I'll say good night, and may the Lord's perfect will be done.
And thanks for joining us again for eBible Fellowship's Questions and Answers Time with your speaker, Chris McCann. You can join us for these questions and answers sessions Sunday afternoons following the Sunday studies and Monday through Friday evenings following the Monday through Friday studies. Until next time, may the Lord's perfect will be done.